In James chapter 3, he says this, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Verse 15, this wisdom is not as such as comes down from above, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and devilish, or demonic. Now, here's an interesting factoid. The word demonic is only used once in the Bible, and it's here in this verse in chapter 3, verse 15 of James. When you think about all the different things that could be called demonic, there's only one thing that is. It is the thoughts of your heart of jealousy and selfish ambition. That's an interesting thing. I mean, the word demonic is out there, and demons are in lots of stories in the Bible, but the actual adjective demonic only is used once by James in this context. Let me just go on in verse 16. He says, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. That is the kind of things demons cause. In fact, he goes beyond that. He said, this is earthly. This is something that comes from the world. It's soulish, unspiritual. And then he says, even demonic. So I want to say this to you. In our culture, we pride the ambitious person. We pride that you have goals, that you are wanting to be the best version of yourself. And we have this zeal. Now, the word zeal comes from the word that's translated as jealousy, zelo'o. And zelos is either envy or jealousy, but it's also zealousness. In 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, you know, it's earnest desire. And so one of the things that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 about love, where he says, love is not jealous. Love is not this thing that has this passionate zeal. Why? Because it's so easy for that to become demonic. I've seen people who prided themselves even on their Christian spiritual zealousness, that they wanted to be a soldier for Christ and they wanted to do things. But in the end, they ended up hurting people. They ended up causing destruction. And I want you to see what James says here back in chapter 3, verse 17. The wisdom from above, as opposed to that which is earthly, the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. This idea of a peace that guides and instructs us is something that we need to take seriously. We actually look at the ambitious Christian as more useful to the kingdom of God than the peaceful one. And yet, James is right. Humility comes in a peaceful way, not in a forceful way. What we think of as actually a godly trait is actually a mask for something that really is soulish and even able to be used by the devil to inspire demonic activity. We end up justifying our persecution of fellow believers out of a sense of righteousness that is misguided. It's first of all peaceful and gentle. This is the point. Are you living a life that is peaceful? Are you living a life that really is gentle? And I have to go back to what he says here. He says, the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace, by those who bring reconciliation, by those who live for peace, those who seek after peace. I want to challenge you, be less ambitious, because it goes hand in hand with jealousy, and have peace. Have a calm in your spirit that says, God is in control. He lifts me up. He puts me where I should be. He gives me the position he wants me to have. Because you're going to find yourself stepping on other people to attain a spiritual goal. And God is not pleased with that. That is not going to bring a harvest of righteousness, because that is sown in peace by the peacemakers.